It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The architect of state terror in Argentina's so-called dirty war has died. Dictator Jorge Rafael Videla was a general who led Argentina's brutal military dictatorship. NPR's Juan Ferrero tells us more.
Jorge Rafael Videla was skeletal in appearance, but he struck fear into the heart of leftist activists in Argentina after leading a bloodless coup that took power in 1976. His military junta is accused of having disappeared, that's the lexicon, up to 30,000 people in the dirty war. They were guerrillas, political opponents, students, journalists, and human rights activists seen as subversives by the state. Snatched off the streets, they were tortured and killed, their bodies buried in unmarked graves. Some were drugged and thrown out of airplanes over the South Atlantic. Videla cast his struggle as an all-out, live-or-die battle against communism, and he openly said as many people as necessary needed to die to bring normalcy to chaotic Argentina. His government stamped out the Montoneros guerrilla group, and he stepped down in 1981. But the military junta he'd led collapsed 2 years later after its ill-advised invasion of the Falkland Islands. That led to a disastrous war with Margaret Thatcher's Britain. War criminals were protected from prosecution in democratic Argentina until Néstor Kirchner was elected in 2003. Argentina then began prosecuting its aging former generals. In a trial in 2010, Videla was given a life sentence in the killing of prisoners. Later, he was convicted of orchestrating the thefts of newborn babies, whose mothers had been kidnapped and killed. The old general never showed regret, saying terrorists didn't just plant bombs, but were people whose ideas were contrary to Western Christian civilization. Videla died at 87 in the Marcos Paz prison on the outskirts of Buenos Aires. For NPR, I'm Juan Ferrero.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is covering a pair of current controversies over electronic monitoring. Tomorrow, he speaks with Scott Simon about the Justice Department going after phone records at the Associated Press and about the surveillance of Goldman Sachs employees by Bloomberg News. That's Saturday on Weekend Edition.